This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and we are here at Sight Village London, exploring various solutions for blind and partially sighted people. I am currently joined by Manny from Purview Vision Technologies, and also by artist Clark Reynolds, who will talk to us about his experience over the technology we're about to discuss. So Manny, can we start with you? Can you tell us about the glasses your company has invented?
Great. So thank you for this opportunity. First thing is, we are an AI company which has been developing the smart solutions for industries. And this became like an evolutionary for us, because we were creating AI uncovering of the blind spots in the real life, and then when we find that the same features can be used for a blind person, because the world is blind for them, it's a full of blind spots. So fundamentally, we have utilized the same industrial features onto a kind of inclusivity environment. So from a technology perspective, it is same thing, how you recognize the things, how you identify, how you read the things. But what we have done, a very unique thing, we have utilized the hardware features to personalize the AI. So because in industries and in real life, what it matters is which direction you are looking at, where the things are, in more in proximity, not a public AI. You know, public AI can give you anything around the world and in a distance. But what we do, we personalize the AI in terms of the distance and direction in our description. Second thing we do is, also we provide the personalization of the people, friends and family that are around you. So this is where we excel ourselves into a personal AI on the smart glasses. And I want to also highlight that we are just not a product for the blind. We are also from the people who are having low vision, because we are utilizing augmented reality to zoom up to 8x times to provide those features, and then converting into the AI reading.
Can you describe to us what the glasses are like? Can you give us like a physical description?
Oh, glasses are pretty much the normal glasses, but I would say it's under 100 grams. It comes in two models right now. One model has one side camera with a field of view of around 120 degrees, and it has 1 hour of battery life, okay? But the other glass, which is more, is built of titanium, two cameras, gives you around 160 degree field of view, and also around 6 hours of battery life on its own. It doesn't require mobile. They are actually a mobile constructed like a glass. So it runs its own operating system, own processor, own compute power, and you can develop the apps as you want it.
And does the device have a screen?
Yes, it does have a screen. It's called augmented reality, holographic screens. So it's pass-through screen where the letters kind of hang up in between. It is good for people who are having a little bit vision and they want to scroll through themselves with a touchpad or through the sound.
So the device has a built-in speech for people that need screen readers?
Yes. So it is both voice-activated and gesture, which is touch point on the side. The side of the glass can be used as a mouse pad, as a touch point.
And does it have built-in speakers?
Or it does have a built-in speaker. It's a more like a, not a true bone induction, but it gives you a very good clarity.
And what sort of features can you use on the product?
So we have divided all the features into three categories. And because the first category is Explore. Explore is the number of features that enables a person to connect to the outside world. For example, describing the scene around it, finding the objects with distance and direction, or navigating in terms of orientation, or finally recognizing the faces of the people they have registered. So that's about connecting to the outside world. The second area is experiencing. We call it experience features, which is for themselves, like reading something or asking a question from ChatGPT, listening to music or listening to the news. And the third area is called empowerment, where we are defining something, SOS, you know, messages to the friends and family they would like to define, fall detections that can be auto-detected through the glass. If someone falls down, they want to activate that, or giving them digital magnification as and when they need it. So we call it Explore, Experience, Empower.
And when it comes to availability of the device, how much does it cost to purchase?
Yeah, the one hour and one camera one is $1,995, and the one with the titanium frame with 6 hour battery, two cameras is $2,995.
And where can people go to in the UK to purchase it?
Right now we are selling directly. We are registering the interest on sevavision.com. You can actually send an email to sales@purutech.ai and our team can handle that. But definitely we're going to go through the distribution network. We haven't decided. We have been just in this journey only 3 months now to commercialize it. So we are looking to at least make 100 member community by end of the year, and then we expand through the established channels in the market.
Clark, we'll come to you now. You have been using this product. Can you tell us how did you discover it?
It was by chance, really. A connection with a friend who was working with Purview, and they were looking for an ambassador. And I'm an outlandish person, being an artist, and I fit the bill. But first of all, I'm a technophobe. My technology is my art. I am never a fan of technology because if it goes wrong, you know what I mean? I have that feeling in my head. I'm not a technical person. So we talked about what the glasses look like. The glasses are cool. Literally, I just wear them as a fashion statement as well, not just as a technology piece. They're just part of who I am, just like my white cane is now.
So you've been using these glasses. How did you find using them?
So easy. It's like literally swiping on your phone. The idea of playing around with them, I've been playing them as if they were a toy, and that sounds strange because you know it's not a £2,000 toy. But for me, it's about gaining experiences through play and through learn. That's how we learn through life, you know. You make mistakes, you know. And literally, the using of the different find my objects or describe a scene, I do it in a certain way to push the boundaries of the actual technology. To go, how far can I push it? And every time I've pushed it, it's come back with a result that's blown me away.
What are some of the most popular features that you've used on the glasses?
Describe my scene. So as an artist, when I go to exhibitions or events, I always feel secluded because I can't be seeing what other people are seeing. You know, I come to London, there's big exhibitions, everyone's walking around with their glasses and looking at the wonderful art. And now, literally, I click with the glasses, describe my scene, and it gives me an emotion of the artwork. It literally describes it in a way that it's not condescending. You know, and more information I'm giving these glasses is coming back with something completely different each time. So I'm having my own stories with the art.
Can you give us a bit of an example of a description that maybe you found particularly emotional, as you said?
Well, first of all, we started off going up in the Spinnaker Tower. So the actual glasses picked up. You astonish us all. It knew it was a glass ceiling and it described what it could see through the architecture.
And do you use them with a screen reader or with low vision?
Oh, so it's just, the screen reader is always there, right? So I know it's there, I can't see it, it's one big blur, but it's like memory. You know when you've got your phone, you know where your apps are. It's like that. I know where those apps are now. I just slide side of my face. It's like I'm thinking of an idea, really. It's like tapping my side of my head. So I literally slide, get to the one I want, tap, and then I tap again, and I just wait a couple seconds if it's great Wi-Fi, and it gives me the most amazing story, and that's what the glasses give me. They give me a story. They make me part of a visual world again, and I've missed that for 10 years.
Fantastic. Well, Clark Reynolds and Manny, thank you very much for joining us here at Sight Village London on RNIB Connect Radio.